Good morning, Krishna.
Good morning.
Lively up your earth post-festum.
Post-festum, rice harvest, rosella harvest, salad harvest, farm work is going on. Concert on the 9th in Bharat Nivas, concert on the 12th in Bangalore, concert on the 3rd of March in Washington, D.C. Busy.
So still busy.
Yeah, still rolling along, but very, very excited, very happy with all the feedback given by people, especially Aurovillians. Aurovillians, it takes a lot to make them open their eyes, a lot of people were touched.
So what are the feedbacks?
Feedback that it was full of warmth, full of, it was a wonderful thing of bringing people together, that it was very diverse and yet had a common thread. And yet it was, very multifaceted, ecology as well as lifestyle, as well as just kind of wacky things like Himal's gyroscope and the music, the diversity of the music from African to reggae to acoustic Indo-pop and
jazz.
Rock and roll, jazz, yeah. It was just, and there was no trouble.
There was no trouble.
It was very nice.
So how you would evaluate it, what was your first thoughts?
My first thoughts were, was just, let's see. Everyone said, hey, it looks great. I said, let's see. And then as the day went on, I started to see, this is going to be really great.
But on Sunday morning?
Was great, just felt very elated by the whole thing. Then of course we had the cleanup and everything.
What was the team of the people you worked with?
The team of people I worked with, some of them were volunteers from Solitude. There was a couple of girls, one Australian, Sasha, and one Israeli girl, Timmy, who did a lot of the signs. And the signs was a big job. I had one boy, a French boy, Cyril, who organized festivals in France for 5,000 people. So he helped me with the organization quite a lot.
And that was your first festival, yeah?
Yeah. Then there was a lot of other people around. And friends came from Bangalore, a friend came from Mysore. And these are all people who know how to do things, And then there was the youth center guys. They were awesome. And Himal.
So you had 30 to 50 people to work?
Kathy and Harold organizing. Yeah, maybe it was 20-25 people, something like that.
And when you do the accounting and everything, in average, in total, how many people do you think it passed by that day?
We think about 1,000 people came.
It was 1,000,
yeah. We think about it. That's what we expected, actually. It's what we were telling. And then I started to say to people 500, because I didn't want to be we weren't trying to get, it wasn't the more people, the more successful it would be. It's what we thought would come. But then I was let's see, maybe estimate it a bit lower. But
so
then,
you didn't expect so many people, or what?
Yeah, we did. But then we thought that's what would come, that the amount of people would come from how many people come to the YC and for the Christmas fair and stuff. And yeah, it was kind of a good, our estimate, correct.
If we say in observation to Auroville people, we need festivals.
We need people need to come together. People need to
come together
over
a reason.
To celebrate, to be together, to there's so many ego clashes in Auroville, so many misunderstandings, so many images that everyone has of each other, so many misunderstandings and that's all due to not knowing each other enough. When you know someone, you have affection for someone, you can accept they're having a bad day, or they didn't probably mean to say what they said, or that actually I may have misunderstood it differently, or so many reasons, because you give a little space in your heart, but we need to bring people together more. We need to share together more. We need to experience and that's one level. That's a social level. But for me, the festival is part of much larger movement that I'm definitely feel part of. I don't feel like I am initiating it, but I feel we're part of it, and it's a movement that is that's going on all over all the world, you know, people who want to do something different, who don't accept the bureaucracy, who don't accept the sort of being squeezed into a corner and being made to fit in here and there, to do something different. You know, it's very much what Orville's about, but in Orville we have the danger of creating that ourselves as well, you know. So I feel the way the farm is going, the way it's the success that the farm is having with its techniques and production, and the interest, the educational interest that is generating, then with its social projects like the CSA and the permaculture garden and the workshops and then emergence and all these things. These are all aspects of a larger movement. And that movement is not our movement. It's everyone's movement. Everyone is involved, you know. And then there's obviously some more group of people who are more deeply involved in that, like our friends in Bangalore. There's a farm in Spain.
John,
there's a farm. Yeah, John. There's a farm here. There's a farm there. There's an organization here and an organization there. And there's people are very actively, you know, have their focus on that. You know, and then it's a little tricky talking about, you know, things like movements and stuff, you know, but it's essentially that, you know, we want to do something
different.
You got a
connotation, negative connotation from before, from 60s. If you got a movement, it's considered like dangerous to a society or to the system.
I tell you what's dangerous to society is in 20 years' time, there's 8 billion people on the planet. There's going to be soldiers guarding the farms. You know, there's going to be wars over food, and there's going to be wars over water, and it's not a joke. And many people say it's already too late, you know, but we have to consider
still
what we can
many,
do. You
many
know.
Say it's too late, maybe many don't understand it yet.
Yeah, people don't even, the people's eyes are closed to it. Like you take this lawn here in the town hall. Why is that lawn there? Why is that lawn there? There is like at least what's that? An acre and a half of land here that's not used. Why is that not turned into beds and have a very simple sprinkler system and grow some vegetables here? You could have a garden outside the town hall that would be so unique. And then people would really talk about Orville in another light as well, you know, it'd be amazing, you know. When you present something which is a little bit radical, you need to present it in the right way. Otherwise, people feel provoked, people feel threatened, people feel challenged, and that's not the aim. The aim is to bring everyone inside to a similar vision, you know. So step by step, I'm working on it. The festival is not separate from any of these other things that we've been talking about. It's just a celebration of all these sort of ideas and people who resonate with them, you know.
Have you received any feedback from the outside?
Yeah, sure. As I said, we had people who came from Bombay, and we gave them very simple accommodation, and I think that was slightly difficult for them. But they knew they were going to get simple accommodation. But then they wrote me after that they loved the festival. They were very touched, and the music and this and that. They enjoyed very much. And people from Bangalore also.
What about the musicians?
Oh, the musicians also wrote me. The We the Man, the group from Chennai. The Steve Zerlin, the bassist. From US, he wrote me and was really touched also by the whole experience.
Is he coming back?
Yeah, sure, he'll be back in April to teach in the school in near Mahabalipuram, the Swanabhumi Music Academy. Yeah.
Nice. And what your wife said on Sunday morning?
don't Thank disturb God me. let me stay in bed and sleep. Yeah. She did an incredible job cooking. She cooked and cooked and cooked and cooked and cooked from the night to the next night, you know, it was incredible.
But still, it's Orville is unique also by that. How long did it take you from idea to realization?
Two months, 2.5 months max, yeah. No, without Orville is our dream. It's incredible that we could.
You manifest it's
incredible
really fast,
framework in how to say not framework. It's incredible. It's like a canvas. You know, we're so free to create something like that. It's beautiful. Yeah, very very lucky to be here.
Yeah. And now on Sunday, Rosella pickup. What you said?
Monday rice harvest we had. Last Monday was a rice harvest. And Tuesday we were doing the threshing. And Wednesday...
Threshing? What is that?
That's beating the rice off the plant.
Oh, okay.
And then drying the rice and winnowing it, cleaning the grains. And then we had the Rosella harvest yesterday and today. And in between that, the harvest for the CSA projects. And the watering, a lot of irrigation work going on. And clean up, yes, so many things.
How many people work now in the farm?
Me and Khaled run the farm with Deepa, does sort of more
cooking.
Cooking and taking care of the volunteers, some administration stuff. And then we have about 1, 2, 3 more long-term volunteers, and then about 4 short-term volunteers at the moment. And then in 2 weeks' time, we have the Living Roots coming for 5 weeks.
That was there in Solitude?
Yeah, we do a...
But you got facilities?
We have a dormitory for them.
Oh, you mean the American dormitory?
No, we have a dormitory, our own dormitory for them.
Where?
It's there in the farm.
I didn't see it.
You didn't see it?
No.
Yeah, we have a lot of things.
So you can still facilitate some volunteers if they come?
Sure.
Anything else?
9th of February. What day is that? Wednesday?
This Wednesday,
9th of February, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Emergence Bharat live again.
Bharat
Nivas. Please come.
She will come.
Super.
Thanks.
Thanks for being here. Living isolation.
fierce, when the heart is gripped by fear. Silent moons that move my soul, and I feel so near.